could come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman Mathos.
Push it right to the edge.
The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians grow fewer and fewer and fewer.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This is Chris Earle, the host of Time Travel on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. This Friday at 8, this is very exciting. Edward Buchard, a friend of mine and also a WMFO DJ, he is going back. He's time traveling himself. He's going to November 11th, 1967 on his Tears of the Gods sound collage. An entire episode of 23-year WMFO DJ Hank Fonce's WGBH jazz radio show, Real New Orleans, wrapped up in Billboard radio hits from 1967. You'll hear hits, in particular singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in May 1967.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
And wouldn't you know, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another.
Start your computations for time warp.
Good evening. This is Hank Fonce with New Orleans Jazz. And that's Louis Nelson's trombone, leading things off for D.D. Pierce's band down in the heart of the French Quarter during the spring of 1966. In another minute or so, the clarinet of George Louis will take over before D.D.'s highly talented wife, Billy Pierce, renders one of her deep-down vocals. Billy's also on piano here, Narv Kimball's on banjo, Chester Zadis on string bass, and Cy E. Frazier on drums. D.D. himself will be along to lead the way on cornet right after Billy's vocal. Here's that Lonesome Road. Thank you. Harris and his New Orleans Jazz Band at Preservation Hall on St. Peter Street, New Orleans, as recorded just about a year and a half ago.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this evening, I'm mixing up a very special Tears of the Gods. We're going back exactly 49 years to the day of November 11th, 1967. After a longtime WMFO DJ, Hank Fonce passed away in 2013 at age 90. His fan and friend, Ron Herault, sent me some high-quality recordings of four episodes of Hank's Real New Orleans jazz music radio show that originally aired on WGBH Radio in 1967 and 1968. Hank was on WGBH for 9 years as a radio announcer. And then he was here at WMFO for 23 years, beginning in 1975. And this is the second of those four WGBH episodes from Ron that I'm completely incorporating into a sound collage. And my idea tonight is to mix Hank's entire 39-minute episode on New Orleans jazz music from November 11th, 1967. So we're mixing that up with Billboard hits that would have been on the radio then. And we're also having singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in the summer of 1967 and was an immediate critical and commercial success. That's our featured album tonight. And in fact, that album is generally regarded as one of the greatest debuts in the history of rock music. And his second album, Axis Bold as Love, was released in December of 1967, but we're not going to be hearing anything from that because it wouldn't have been on the radio yet. Backing me up right now is Booker T and the MGs with an instrumental hit from them in 1967. This is called Groovin'. And, well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going as we travel back in time to exactly 49 years ago, to November 11th, 1967. And we're going to start off the next set with the number 1, 2, and 3 Billboard hit singles of that week. And then we're going to get right back into some more real New Orleans jazz music from a 44-year-old Hank Fonce, who, of course, is speaking to us through the magic of technology from 1967. So when he talks about last year, well, that'd be 1966, as he did in our intro, where he played That Lonesome Road from Dee Dee Pierce with his wife Billie on vocals, and also Louis Nelson, George Lewis, and Nars Kimball on banjo, and Chester Zardes on string bass, and Cy Frazier on drums. And then we also heard from Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze, which was just an incredible revolutionary song back on 1967 and Are You Experienced. So strap yourself in and let's begin to time travel back to 1967, here's Lulu to Sir with Love.
They will still live on and on. tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die. That's when I die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die.
The average age of the musicians in Dee Dee's band is approximately 65, which is typical of the men and women still sending out the truth down there. Dee Dee lost his eyesight about a dozen years ago, but neither this sad fact nor his 63 years prevent him from playing one of the truly great horns in town. On the blues, he has no superior, and for well over 30 years, he and his devoted wife, Billy, have been the chief dispensers of the classic blues in New Orleans. Billy, who just happens to put down the strongest foundation piano in the city, is a singer firmly in the tradition of Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, both of whom she worked with back in the 1920s. Yes, Billy Pierce today is one of the last remaining classic blues singers. She's about three-quarters Seminole Indian, and she left her native West Florida while in her early 20s, settling in New Orleans, where she met Dee Dee at a tough waterfront dive on Decatur Street, where their musical paths crossed one happy day so long ago. In January of 1961, the Pierces were recorded together at Jazzamee Hall on North Robertson Street with just their drummer Albert Giles for accompaniment, as Billy offered a thought or two in regard to the land of her youth, going back to Florida. Thank you. Team who have long brightened up a lot of corners throughout the great musical city of New Orleans.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you, Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you, Kentucky woman. I don't want much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt. I'm talking about Kentucky woman. Beneath my feet, a gentle touch
tonight here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. We are time traveling 49 years into the past to November 11th, 1967. With longtime WMFO DJ Hank Fonce, who was on our 91.5 FM airwaves for a total of 23 years, beginning in 1975. And before that, he was on WGBH Radio for 9 years, hosting Real New Orleans, a jazz music show that aired on Saturday nights. And the idea for this evening's theme is we're taking that November 11th, 1967 episode and chopping it up into a couple of different pieces and wrapping it with Billboard hit singles from that week, as well as the singles from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Are You Experienced album, that came out in the summer of 1967. And we're certainly being played on the air 49 years ago. So we began with the Scottish singer Lulu and the number one hit of November 11th, 1967, according to the Billboard charts, To Sir With Love. The title track to a movie of that name, starring Lulu and more starring Sidney Poitier. And then we followed that with the number two Billboard hit of that week, Sam and Dave and their version of Soul Man. And then Vicky Carr with the number three Billboard hit single of that week, It Must Be Him. And then Hank informed us a little bit about Dee Dee Pierce and his wife, Billy Pierce, the singer. And we heard from the two of them, plus drummer Albert Giles, going back to Florida, recorded in January 1961 at Generations Hall in New Orleans. And then we heard the number 23 hit single of that week, Neil Diamond and Kentucky Woman, and Dusty Springfield, The Look of Love. And finally finished off that set with Jimi Hendrix Experience and Fire. And backing me up right now is The Ventures with an instrumental hit for them, for sure. The theme to the TV show, Hawaii 5-0. So, as I mentioned, Hank had a show on WGBH, Real New Orleans, and after that, he ended up coming to WMFO and had a show called Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz, and Hank was a very eloquent and erudite man. He was an expert on New Orleans jazz. He knew an awful lot of the New Orleans jazz musicians. And he was also an ardent socialist, and he was very well informed about weightlifting. And his WMFO program generally consisted of him reading excerpts from books and essays and commenting on them and other issues that concerned him. Plus, he played lots of jazz music. It was a show unlike anything I'd ever heard before, and definitely an outstanding example of intelligent, high-quality, non-commercial radio, freeform radio. And it was 2001. I remember the exact moment when I discovered WMFO. I was driving along McGrath Highway in Somerville and scanning various stations. And then I remember tuning in 91.5 FM and hearing a lesser-known AC/DC song and another song after that that I liked a lot. And I promptly added 91.5 FM to my presets. And as I listened to the station a lot more, I heard Hank and Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz, which was scheduled variously on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday mornings over the years. And I was often able to catch Hank on the air. And when, through a longer story that I won't get into right now, when I joined the station as a DJ in 2004, I especially looked forward to the possibility of making Hank's acquaintance at a station meeting. And, well, we did that, and we soon afterwards became friends. Our politics were certainly different. Hank was a ardent socialist, and I consider myself a green libertarian. But we shared many core beliefs, particularly on the nature of human beings, power, and what happens to people when they get too much of it. Now, Hank was a contrarian thinker, and he introduced me to a lot of important ideas. Things you're not supposed to know, as he said. Well, we've got so much great music from 1967. And we're going to start off the next set with the first hit single from Jimi Hendrix, Hey Joe, which was a cool cover performed by many other artists before Jimi Hendrix did his cover version of that. And in fact, it was essentially how he had been discovered by Chaz Chandler, who was the bassist for The Animals, but who was looking to do something else, become a manager and a music producer. And, well, that's what he did after he met Jimmy in a Greenwich Village bar, performing Hey Joe, brought him over to England, and produced the album Are You Experienced? So let's start off our next set with that, Hey Joe. And then we're going to hear more from Hank and Peter Bocage. Breathe is the name of the tune that we'll be hearing there. And we're also going to be hearing hits from The Doors, Stevie Wonder, and Aretha Franklin that were on those Billboard charts 49 years ago, November 11th, 1967. Time traveling here on Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford.
Where you going with that gun in your hand? Yeah.
Peter Bocage, who became 80 years old last July, has been a New Orleans musician since 1905. He's presently recuperating from an illness which put him into the hospital for a month. But he's not getting ready to retire from his musical activities, not by any means. He's working on a few compositions and toying with the idea of once again appearing on the streets of the city as a member of the Eureka Brass Band, in which he was still playing trumpet until quite recently. Pete was originally a violinist, on which instrument he stated the melody for those early Creole groups of downtown New Orleans. It was Peter Bocage who taught Bunk Johnson how to read music, and it was Bunk who first showed Pete a bit about cornet playing. Throughout his more than six decades as a musician, Peter Bocage has lent his considerable talents to the bands and orchestras of Billy Marrero, Bab Frank, Armin Perron, Oscar Celestin, and Sidney Bechet. He's also led his own Creole Serenaders for many years in New Orleans, the first colored group which ever performed on a radio station in that city. Pete has most frequently played trumpet all these decades, but he can still fill in very creditably on the violin, as well as on the valve trombone, the banjo, and the xylophone if need be. He's also written some of the finest music in the history of New Orleans. Peter Bocage is a man that the Crescent City can well be proud of. Pete's record session of December 1964 had him with a first-rate group of sidemen, including Louis Nelson on trombone, George Lewis on clarinet, Emmanuel Sales on banjo, a 90-year-old Papa John Joseph on string bass, and Cy Fraser on drums. Peter Bocage leads the way on trumpet with a tune called Breathe. Thank you.
in Medford.